Let's briefly talk, if we can, Richard, about the Ark of the Covenant, and we'll continue to take calls next hour as well. What do you believe the Ark is, of the Covenant?
Well, the word Ark means container or box. Joseph was buried in an Ark, a coffin. They had an Ark in the temple, a box with a hole cut in the top of it so they could put their offerings down in there. So the Ark of the Covenant is a container for the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
Now, where do you believe it is? Because Ron Wyatt did some looking, didn't he?
Ron Wyatt dug in a cave system north of Damascus Gate for about 3.5 years and claims to have located the Ark of the Covenant buried under Mount Moriah in a cave. Now, when I talk about this thing, I always tell people that the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses is every word established. Ron was not able to prove that he found the Ark of the Covenant. But I was Ron's friend, and I can tell you for sure he believed that he found the Ark of the Covenant. And basically what Ron said is that Jeremiah had taken the Ark of the Covenant out through an underground passageway and had hidden it during the Babylonian siege. In the Bible it says that, in 2 Kings chapter 25, it tells us what the Babylonians took to Babylon when they captured Jerusalem. And in Ezra chapter 1, it tells us what they brought back, and the Ark of the Covenant was not mentioned. And if we go to the book of Ezekiel, it says that due to abominations, the combining of paganism with the true worship of the Creator, that God's presence left the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. And right after that is when it became missing.
Do you think that that has been stolen, and perhaps it's in someone's house somewhere, hidden away, or is it still down there in one of those underground caverns?
Well, Ron Wyatt believed it was still exactly where he found it. Now, Ron described that passageway that he believed Jeremiah had used to transport it. And last year we did major excavations under Mount Moriah in an effort to document the existence of that passageway. Ron had shown me where it was years before he passed away. And we went down in there with subsurface interface radar so we can see what's under the surface of the earth. And using the radar, we found the void exactly where Ron had described that passageway. And we had about 35 or 40 people digging in that area. We did major excavations in conjunction with the Israel Antiquities Authority. And we were able to confirm that there was a void there that had been filled in with a lot of chips of rocks. And we're following an area of fill now. We've cleaned out the rocks, and we're following an oval area of fill back in there, and we're actually coming out from under the big walls of Jerusalem, the Turkish walls of Suleiman, and heading toward the site where Ron said the Ark of the Covenant was buried.
You think it's still there?
That's what Ron said.
Okay. Now, how deep is the passageway from the surface?
We're about 10 meters under the surface there. And once again, there was a dry moat that was dug through that area. Because the Mount Moriah kept getting higher and higher out north of the Damascus Gate, they couldn't defend those northern walls of the city. So they dug a dry moat down through there so that any invading army would have to go down through that moat before they could come up over the walls. If you stand out at the highest point of Mount Moriah and look back, you can see where they quarried off the end of the mountain to dig that moat down through there. Now, there's more to the story, but I'm going to have to get into a little bit of what you'd call religious to tell it. Can I go ahead and tell it?
Yeah, I guess you can, because I do want to find out about this.
Okay. Now, the highest point on Mount Moriah is probably where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. We read about that in the Old Testament. Ron dug down under that area and found a crucifixion site, which he believed was that of Jesus Christ. And he said the Ark of the Covenant was buried under that area, and that the Bible says that at the time of the crucifixion there was an earthquake and that the rocks were rent. And Ron said a crack formed right beside where the cross was placed, and that when the centurion stuck his spear into Jesus' side, the blood and water went down through the crack onto the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant that he believed Jeremiah had hidden there about 600 years before. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would sprinkle the blood of animals eastward on the mercy seat. Ron said that on Passover, the blood of Messiah went on the west side of the mercy seat, or the right hand of the throne of God.
Do you know if you could find, or someone can find, the Ark of the Covenant, open it up, and see the Ten Commandments that Moses had? Do you know what kind of a find that would be, Richard? My gosh.
It would be quite a find there, and of course that's what Ron said he found. Now, once again, what the Ark of the Covenant? What is a container for the covenant, the Ten Commandments? And of course, in the Old Testament, it tells us that God wrote those things in stone with His own finger, and so they're rules and regulations He wants us to live by. In the New Testament, it tells us that sin is the transgression of those laws. And so that's what's important about the Ark of the Covenant, is the covenant that I personally believe that God wrote in stone with His own finger. And in the New Testament, Jesus, Messiah, said that until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot nor tittle would pass from that law. And so I believe that those Ten Commandments is what's very important for us to understand. It's the covenant between God and His creation.
I'm fascinated about the passageway. You say it's about 30 meters deep, right?
10 meters.
Sorry, about 30 feet deep.
Yes, sir.
How wide is the passageway?
Well, right now we're following an area probably 4 feet wide, but we haven't established that yet. There's more work that we need to do, and we will be doing that soon. We're working on the permits right now.
How windy does it go underground?
Well, we've only been a short distance. What happened is we found the subterranean wall, and it was thought that the foundations of that wall went all the way on down for several more meters. But in the area where we're digging, it did not. And so we've gone underneath that subterranean wall, and then when we called in the survey crews, we found out that not only had we gone under that inside wall, our subterranean wall, but we were coming out from under the big walls, you know, the towering walls of Jerusalem. And the concern was that our shoring would not hold up the weight of the debris above us.
Oh, and the whole thing would collapse on you.
That's right. And so we've now had our shoring, engineering work done on our shoring, and that's been approved and everything so that we can continue at some point in time.
Was it eerie under there, Richard?
Well, not really. There's several layers of caverns under there. They go in every different direction. And, of course, we're talking about Mount Moriah, which is, you know, part of the Temple Mount there. And we're just trying to document the existence of that passageway. We're not into speculation. We're into solid evidence that we can show people. We're into show and tell. And we don't try to, persuade people to believe like we do. We just present the evidence when we have it. And if it's something that's speculative, we like to tell people that too. We don't want to fool anybody.